the harmonious duet of kindness and goodness. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted and forgiving, for the fruit of the Spirit is goodness. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Oh, and to goodness add brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness add love. Love is kind. And one very precious fruit of the Spirit of God is goodness. Kindness and goodness seem to be analogous qualities of the Spirit. Kindness and goodness run in tandem together. Both are characteristics that we should wholeheartedly desire. Both are the fruit of the Spirit that we should emphatically pursue. Kindness and goodness combine to affect our inner disposition. Goodness and kindness amalgamate to influence our outward conduct. These qualities that we all desire are opposite sides of the same coin. They blend together to complement the other and act individually to glorify God. They are the quiet sisters of love and joy and faith and self-control. And they often hide behind the skirts of faith, forgiveness, peace, and long-suffering. These twins, when assimilated in the heart, make us well disposed to the needs of others. These two graces enable us to pursue acts of thoughtfulness and gestures of love. This duet works in partnership to gently compel us towards godly acts. We are told to be imitators of God as his beloved children. And Paul tells us in Ephesians, "Be you kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Oh, and our Lord Jesus is indeed the perfect example of these two graces, for he went about doing good and healing all oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Kindness and goodness are both such positive qualities. It is not so much the absence of evil, but rather the presence of grace. Oh, that this fruit might develop to its fullness in each of us, as we draw close to him in this season of our earthly life, as we watch for the Lord's return, and as we listen for the trump of God. We should be quick to follow his blessed example if we were always good and kind. We would not consider the evil that men have done unto us. We would seek the opportunity to meet the cries and the needs of others. And we'd search for ways to demonstrate the mercy of God through little acts of kindness. It would soften our attitude towards the enemy who despitefully uses you. It would soothe the heart of hurting loved ones. It would quiet the spirit of those that are sad. It's not natural to be virtuous and kind, to be merciful and of great goodness. For Paul reminds us in Romans 3:10 that there is none good, no, not one. And yet he reminds us in Philippians 4 that we can do all things through Christ, who gives us the strength. It is not normal to allow the fountain of our goodness to fall on all that we meet. To some we may show great kindnesses, but less to one who we thoroughly despise. Ah, but in Acts 10 we read that God is no respecter of persons. while Jesus tells us in Matthew 5 that his rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. And so for us, we ought to be kind and good to all that we meet. Goodness only needs a little opportunity to act. Kindness is only a gracious reaction to a circumstance or a need. Both thrive in the man or woman that esteems the other better than themselves. One delicious fruit of the Spirit is the conjoined grace of kindness and goodness. And the Holy Spirit is he who dwells in the heart of each believer. Oh, how needful for us to invite the Spirit to work deeply in our hearts and lives, so that goodness and kindness be increasingly manifested in each of our lives. May he shed abroad his precious fruit more abundantly in our hearts, so that we produce fruit, more fruit, much fruit, much of the fruit of kindness and goodness, for herein is the Father glorified. And when should we seek after the harmonious duet of kindness and goodness? Well, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So give no offence in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as ministers of God, behold, this is the way we should live. In much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labours, in watchings and in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by sincere, genuine, agape love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armour of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honour and dishonour, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying. Behold, this is the way we should live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful and yet always rejoicing, as poor and yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Oh, beloved, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. So pursue kindness and seek after goodness in him.